And she gave me permission to use it. So I'm going to dedicate it this morning, this half hour that I have, I'm going to dedicate it. It goes on like this, from me to Source. At the feet of Source, by Ellen, at the feet of Source, no curse. At the feet of Source, no thoughts. At the feet of Source, no personality. At the feet of Source, no concepts. At the feet of Source, love. At the feet of Source, respect. At the feet of Source, awe. At the feet of Source, humility. At the feet of Source, profound gratitude. At the feet of Source, true self. Capital SELF. I am always at the feet of Source, but often forget to remember. Wow. I love this. I really looked at it and immediately tapped right into it. At the feet, when you are in the now moment, being an empty shell, there is no cravings, there is no thoughts, there is no personality, there is no concept, but what you feel is love pouring. What you feel is respect for what is now. What you feel is awe. What you feel is humility. What you feel is profound gratitude. And what you know is true self. So, the purpose of emptying out the shell, it seems like we have a reading today on that. And let's see if I can find it. And in here it says, do you disagree with your brother? Let's stop right there. Do you disagree with your brother? And immediately, as I close my eyes, I had an experience that I can recall. And it's really, really funny how, as I close my eyes and I recall this memory, I can see how my judgments were the only obstacle in disagreeing with my brother that robbed me of who I am, of robbed me of listening to my guidance, because a judgment was cast within my mind, I believed it, and so the story starts. Yesterday my neighbor Norma comes over and I'm sitting with her. I gave her a couple things to sew. She sews for me. And then she also brought some work back. And then I was sitting with her, and I said to her, I says, Norma, I says, what is the case about the two lesbians? I didn't say lesbian, but Linda and Juanita, where Juanita was being raped. I says, I had understood earlier that it was a lie and they fight. And she says, no, Miss Tai, I was present next door cleaning the house when that incident happened. And it really happened. I saw the whole thing. She says, and the person that was trying to rape Juanita was on pushed her down, and at that point Juanita took hold of a rock and started smashing his head. She said, and I ran across the fence, she says, trying to pull him off of her while she was smashing his head in, and blood was all over the place. You see, this story came to me at an earlier point from somebody I really do love, and I've tried to guide her into not holding anger. And while guiding her into not holding anger, it's also one of probably the most beneficial investment that I have, because I see not her anger, but where I hold my anger. So my very, very dear friend came in support of the guy that was raping, that was trying to rape Juanita, and she says Juanita attacked him. And I didn't really pay much attention to the whole story, but because Norma was here yesterday, somehow I asked her. And the Holy Spirit has a way of, eventually the whole story comes to be seen as a story. Sorry, I have a little, okay. I hope you guys can hear me. Good. Anyway, I heard the story yesterday, and I sat there really quiet, and I said to Norma, I says, Norma, I says, instead of holding a judgment or believing a thought, I said, how about us just sitting here and practicing, and I'll teach you how to hold your peace. Because she said after this incident she went home and she couldn't tell her husband what had happened, because few nights ago she was mad at her husband because her husband accused her for the 50th millionth time of having been the fault of a misfortune that happened to him. So he is always accusing her. So at this time when he accused her, she got angry at him and she wasn't speaking to him, so she could not share, or she didn't want to share with him what had happened to her at work that day. So I said to her, I says, ah, I am so glad that you said that. I will show you how wrong you were if you are willing to see it with me. And so I says, the question is, I am mad at my husband because he always blames me for his misfortune. And I said, ask the question, is that true? And she said, yes, Miss Fay. And she gave me many examples. And I says, Norma, that's wonderful. I says, are you absolutely sure that you are mad, or you were mad at your husband because he blamed you and he keeps blaming you for his unfortunate experiences? And she said, yes, Miss Day, he does. Perfect. I says, Norma, tell me one stress-free reason you would have hold on to the thought that my husband always blames me for his misfortunate experiences. I says, close your eyes and look within yourself and tell me one stress-free reason why you should keep this thought. She closes her eyes and she says, oh my goodness, Miss Tay. If I didn't have that thought, and I didn't listen to the voice in my head saying, in my defense, I would be free. That would never have happened. I have never seen that before. And she took a big, big breath of air. And that was only on the third part. Is it true? Are you absolutely sure that it is true? And name me one stress-free reason why you would want to keep this thought. Works. Where, what would I be without this thought? What would I be without this thought? Remember now, we're practicing to be empty. Even if it's just this one little tiny experience, the aha moment touches you and causes something in you to see that peace is the way to be. Empty. Empty of thoughts. And I ask her, four reasons why you shouldn't hold on to this thought. And she immediately got it. She named them, and immediately I looked at her, and there was a breakthrough. We sat there And we spoke a little bit more. But I gotta tell you that by the time Nirma left the home yesterday, my home yesterday, she skipped. She says, I'm going to go home and practice. And do you mind if I came and ask you to help me again? I says, absolutely not. And what a wonderful, wonderful gift she was to me. You see, teaching someone to look within and find that all the answers are right there with you. That's a better gift than money can buy. A better gift than gossip can buy. Encouraging them to come by and tell me a story. And for me to not help them when I hear a call for love. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It helps me. It helps them. And I learn to become an empty shell. No stories. That's what it says. At the feet of Source, no stories. Profound, profound gratitude. Profound, profound respect at the feet of Source. Ah, got it. Yes, the answers are certainly given. Yesterday, as I was an awakening, I love awakening. You who haven't tapped into it, tap into it. It's a wonderful, peaceful way to sit and spend some time. So much is given there in that spot. Somebody was asking about putting on a jaguar tattoo on their back. And they said that they know, they've studied the course and that they also have studied Byron Katie. And so there was this raffle being given away that if you had enough clicks, that you could win a tattoo on your back of this jaguar. And the story goes on that this person's story was, I guess that's what I want on my back because that's who I'm studying now, something about a jaguar. I can't really put it in words for you. So that person was asking for us to click on a site and then if enough clicks were gained, he could get this tattoo for free. And all I did is I ask, is that true? And I reminded that person about the four questions and turnaround. And that person replied, I got it. And I said, my response was, in gratitude, I cry joys of tears. Because in gratitude, I know that even though we often forget to remember, the pointing back is so, so full of gratitude. And I feel that gratitude. What is it that I want? What is it that I want? I want to be able to breathe at all times. I want the breath of God breathing through me, becoming me. And that's what I am. So, once stories come, recognize that that's all it is. It's a story, ideas, concepts put together and called stories. So, 1 Corinthians, it says, do you disagree with your brother? It doesn't say, look for the cause or tell me a story. It says, look in your mind. Do you find that thought there? Do you find the thought that I disagree with my brother there? If you can find even an inkling of this thought within your mind, then you believe in division. Straight to the point. It doesn't say listen to your brother's story, but it says go back to your mind. Go back to your mind and search in there. Do not give up. Search in there. Ask the 4 questions. Turn it around. Because if you can find it there, then you must realize that you, Tay, believe in division. It says, an empty shell will not hold this thought, because an empty shell is empty of all thoughts, so that Holy Spirit's thoughts replaces it. And I gotta tell you, when Holy Spirit replaces these thoughts, these are the feelings you come up with. You come up with the feeling of love. Have you ever felt, have you ever been still in the moment of love? Where there is absolutely no separation between you and the Holy Spirit. Where you are that you feel. How can I replace that love by concepts, ideas, cravings, thoughts? Can I replace love by that? There is no exchange here. There's absolutely nothing to exchange. When you follow guidance and you stay in the presence of what is, there's a communion so great that you fall on your knees and realize your holiness. So next time you disagree with your brother, empty your mind of all disagreements. Become at that very instant willingly an empty shell. And if thoughts of temptation arises in your mind, look at your thoughts of temptation, but do not focus your gaze on them. Just look at them. Look at the belief that is their foundation. If you believe there are temptations in your mind, you must also believe that you are separate from God. For could God have temptation in his mind? Whenever you see temptation in your mind, whenever you see temptation in your mind, take a deep breath, empty your mind, do the four questions, turn them around, because in doing the four questions, turning them around, you will arrive exactly where you've always been. Not off on the story, but right here, now in the present. Let go of every thought of unreality. Become an empty shell. An empty shell has no identity. And so there is no identity to feel temptation. An empty shell has let go of everything that seemed to be but wasn't. Isn't that beautiful? An empty shell has let go of all false desire, untrue beliefs, concepts in support of the world and fear. All that an empty shell holds onto is the casing, which will hold onto me, capital M-E, within the world. The casing, that casing, me, capital M-E, is made of trust. If it is not trust in the Holy Spirit, guaranteed, let it go. If it is not trust in the Holy Spirit, let it go. You do not need it. It does not belong in an empty shell. And if it is present, the shell itself is not empty. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful gift this morning for this little quarter. Little half an hour, I said, yester, what a blessing it has been for me. As I walk around this morning, I will be grateful. Thank you all.
Just want to thank everyone this morning here at Gather. It was absolutely a beautiful morning, and I am off to do the day and turn admining over to Dove and pass the mic over to Lisa Natoli, who's right here right now. Here you go, Lisa.
Oh, hi, everybody. This is Lisa Natoli. I'm here with Bill Free.
Hello, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, Tay. That was so beautiful. Bill and I were listening to you over here, and Bill was just saying that there's more and more teaching like you're giving. Just so beautiful and simple and practical. And he was saying that years ago, the kind of teaching you just gave was never... just was not spoken. You know, this thing about when a temptation rises, just take a deep breath. And really just coming down to the simplicity of how this works, and that it really is in the practical application that we begin to see a change. And, you know, this thing of just when you're doing something insane and you recognize it, stop it. Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, hi, Cheryl. Woohoo!